Constitution. The Constitution of the United States. The Constitution is to America what the Bible is to Christians. Without the Bible, there's no definition of Christianity. A Christian who denies the authority of the Bible ceases to be a Christian. In the same way, without the Constitution, there's no definition of America. An American who denies the authority of the Constitution ceases to be an American. You are either in or out. Disunity on the foundation of any contract nullifies the contract. The disagreement between Federalists and Confederalists has been a divisive factor in American history since its inception. When President Lincoln and the Congress determined that the federal government had powers not granted by the Constitution, the 10th Amendment, the Civil War occurred. 600,000 people died because the authority of the Constitution was denied by its leadership. Here we are, 158 years later, with virtually every one of the Bill of Rights being threatened. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. There's a big difference and a big discussion over illegal immigration, amnesty, and citizenship. Rather than granting citizenship, really voting rights, willy-nilly, we need to consider revoking voting rights. On what basis, you might say? If a citizen denies the authority of the Constitution, are they worthy of citizenship? Have they not violated the moral condition of citizenship? Let's consider a cancer cell. It was born in the body of the cancer victim, so it is a member of that body. However, no rational person would say that cancer has a right to live in the body of a cancer patient just because it was born there. Why remove or kill the cancer cell? Because it will spread and destroy the body. Citizenship is a privilege that is bestowed on Americans at birth. However, to be a voting citizen in America, you ought to pledge allegiance, not just to the flag, but to the Constitution that gives the flag meaning. Sedition is conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state. In America, the state is defined by the Constitution. Voters elected a seditionist in Barack Obama. He said up front he was going to change America. Whether or not we got it, he was talking about systematically removing the Constitution as the definition of America. See globalism. As a result, we now have disrespect for the flag and the national anthem, acceptable lawlessness, destruction of monuments, protester confrontations, cop hate, illegal immigration, high-profile lawbreakers getting a pass, witch hunts for political purposes, corruption in federal agencies, and congressmen talking like seditionists. On top of that, we have the mainstream media serving as the propaganda machine for socialism, just like Pravda did the USSR. No sane person wants civil war. But unless we require voting Americans to pledge allegiance to the Constitution, there will be one. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 12:15. The counsel that Americans should hearken to is the Constitution. To reject it is the way of a fool. The presidential oath. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Here are the Congress and court oaths. Under Article 4. The senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. The voter oath. There isn't one. Not even a voter ID. This was obviously an oversight. However, in defense of the authors, allegiance to the Constitution was assumed, since it was the only thing that protected the people from government. The Constitution and Federalism. The Constitution was written to replace two primary deficiencies in the Articles of Confederation. Number one, national defense. There was a fear of attack from European powers, and the power to raise taxes for the national defense was needed. Number two, trade regulation. States were beginning to enact laws restricting trade and movement across their boundaries. The reluctance to sign the Constitution on the part of the states was based on concern over a dominating federal government. The 10th Amendment gave the states assurance against such overbearing federalism. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. On Supreme Court justices, faithfully interpret means to read what it says and take it for what it says. It's really a very simple job in that respect. When a justice feels incumbent to interpret, twist, and justify something other than what the Constitution clearly states, they need to be very clever, skilled with words, and most importantly, have a black heart. An inconvenient truth. The Constitution is what holds us together. Any person who would fragment, circumvent, or otherwise distort the Constitution is a seditionist. The Constitution is not up for discussion. To propose a different Constitution is to propose a new foundation for the United States. To propose a different constitution would nullify the current union.